President Obama has tapped one of his closest advisors to be the next director of the CIA. John Brennan has been the president's counterterrorism advisor and is a veteran of the CIA, becoming a deputy executive director during the administration of President George W. Bush. With us this morning, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., the president says he wants Brennan in this job. He wanted him there 4 years ago, but it didn't float.
Right.
What's different now?
John Brennan has reinvented himself. When he was nominated the first time, I had spoken to him about 6 months before that, and he had left the National Counterterrorism Center primarily because things weren't going well in terms of his career path, but he wanted still to be involved. So he went to INSA, which is an association of intelligence professionals, and it's kind of a stepping stone or waiting, a holding place for people waiting for something else. And he made it clear at that point he still wanted to be in the game. Those were his words. But when he got nominated, there were too many people out there that felt that he had some serious baggage as it related to the war on terror, and he was too much of a staunch advocate of, you know, the whole fighting terrorists and not dealing with it diplomatically. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he stepped back, started pulling the levers and pushing buttons, working the operational side of this, making some friends in the intelligence community, making friends on the Hill, and indeed persuading others in the intelligence world and those out there in the general population to think differently. And it didn't hurt that Osama bin Laden was taken out on his watch.
He had been perceived as being supportive of some of the enhanced interrogation methods that became so unpopular and illegal.
Exactly. And he's going to have to answer some questions about that during his confirmation. It's not going to be a cakewalk. The enhanced interrogation issue has not gone away. There's questions about drones. He was the first public official to come out and explain what drones were and how they were used in the war on terror. There's also another issue, too. Leaks. His name has popped up on more than one occasion when people have been talking about these unauthorized or authorized disclosures of information from the Obama administration. So he's going to have to answer some questions about that. And you may remember the day that Osama bin Laden was killed. Shortly thereafter, he came out and said something similar to the fact that he was using a woman as a shield. And it turned out later that that was inaccurate. So there are going to be some questions about that.
What about the whole aspect of where the CIA is in the chain of power and command as it is about intelligence in this country? It's been revised since 9/11. Mm-hmm. Could this strengthen the CIA?
John Brennan had 25 years at CIA and is well respected by people inside the CIA and throughout the intelligence community. The people at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence recognize that they've spent some significant time building up the portfolio of that office as a good way to manage, a good place to, an opportunity to manage the intelligence community to make it more effective. But Brennan going back, there's going to bring more power to the agency, and there's also going to be this question about resources. And so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see how it shifts, but there's no doubt about it. He's going to have the president's ear, not that Director Clapper doesn't, but he's coming out of this relationship and knowing what many inside the CIA have asked for and want for the CIA, and that is more power over the intelligence in the intelligence community. He'll definitely be a big advocate for them.
Thank you, J.J. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.